mercy.
I mean, not Patrick bad. Mahomes is not Dak Prescott, but he okay.
Yeah.
He okay. I mean, I'll take it.
By the way, I'm not dismissing the possibility that Dak Prescott long-term will be better than Patrick Mahomes. Next subject.
Shall we? No mercy. We have something that you said yesterday. You're going to have to explain yourself.
I will.
Right here on the show yesterday, you said you thought that several other quarterbacks have had better seasons than Patrick Mahomes this year. And you included your guy, Dak Prescott, in the group. So, Skip, here's the thing. When you say those kind of things, we all take notice.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to explain right now if you really believe Dak had a better season than Mahomes. It is a challenge from all of us,
Explain yourself.
No, a lot of them don't care. A lot of people here already think, yeah, that's what happened last year.
No, don't do that.
Because
don't
we
do that.
Got real Cowboy fans here.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Thank you. Lamar Jackson had a better year than Patrick Mahomes. Just on, I'm talking about performing at the position.
Yes.
Russell Wilson had a better year than Patrick Mahomes. Dak Prescott had a better year than Patrick Mahomes.
There you go. You were doing so well, too. You were going well, too.
Now I'm going to go real deep on you, and I'm going to push you right into a corner you will not be able to fight your way out of.
Okay.
Okay, let's start going down the numbers, shall we?
Yes.
Passes for first downs. This past football season, Dak was second in the NFL with 229. Mahomes was way down at 16th. How about catchable passes? Dak was second in this league. Mahomes was way down at 16th. How about big pass plays? That's 20-plus yard pass plays. Oh, that's interesting. Dak was third in the league. Mahomes was 13th. But I'm going to give you this. He missed a couple of games because of injury. So let's do pass yards per game, which only counts the games that he played.
Right.
Wait a minute. Dak had 306 pass yards per game. Used to say, he doesn't even break 200.
Yeah.
Well, he averaged 306, and that was third in the league. Mahomes is way down at 7th. That's interesting. How about completions per game? Dak was 24.3. That was tied for 5th. Not bad. Mahomes is down at 12th. Huh, that's interesting. And then how about air distance? How far did every pass that Dak attempted travel on average? Huh, that's interesting. Dak was 3rd in the whole league on air. No dink and Dak anymore. He's throwing it way down the field. And wait a minute. Mahomes was 13th. He's actually dinking and dunking more than you think.
Stop it.
He is. He's throwing little short outs to Tyreek, who's turning it up for 70 yards. Yak. You know it, and I know it. And then how about if we go to touchdown passes? Again, played a couple more games, but Dak threw 30. That was 4th in the league, and Mahomes was down at tied for 8th. So
tied for 8th at 26.
Well, again, but you put him in the Hall of Fame like zero ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Let's just do it on the field Sunday. Let's just put him in the Hall of Fame.
Sunday is the coronation.
So, okay, help me out. Better weapons? I think Kansas City had way better weapons than Dak Prescott had. Would you take Kelce or Jason Witten? Would you take Tyreek or Amari? And I love Amari, but think about this. At home, Amari caught 52 balls. He caught 78% of the passes thrown to him at home. Then he goes away, and he shrinks, and he disappears. He caught only 27 balls away from Jerry World. He caught 52% of the passes thrown to him on the road. So 52 catches at home, 27 on the road. And that's handicapping what Dak did. So despite all of the above, Dak just clearly outperformed Mahomes this year. Does that mean he's better than Patrick? No. But did he have a better year? Yes, he did. Patrick had, by his MVP standards, kind of a blah year, just kind of an okay year.
Yeah, because
then all of a sudden, he pops up and gets every break in the playoffs, and he winds up getting to play Houston and getting to play Tennessee at home. Two teams that were 10-6 and 9-7. Everything broke right for Patrick Mahomes. I give you that. Here we are, and it's coronation week for Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, I'm glad you understand it's coronation week. Skip, look, you love to say how many catchable balls did Dak threw. Well, my guy had 12 winnable games that he won. Your guy won 8.
Mm.
case closed. Because that's what we play. At Club Shay Shay, we only serve dubs and L's. Now, what you want? You want the hot L special? Because that Cowboy special is a hot L special. You know, we're going to serve that thing up every Sunday.
Yeah.
Sometimes on Thursday, we give it to them.
You know, it is interesting. For the first 2 years we did this show together, Club Shay Shay was all about wins,
yes,
and dubs. And all of a sudden, you couldn't get anybody to come.
Yeah.
And you switched it to now Club Shay Shay, yeah, is only for losers.
Yes, yes.
It's only for losers.
Because when I had it for winners, I could never get Cowboys to attend.
Oh.
So Yeah.
So wait a second. You like to associate with Cowboys because they bring business,
yes,
to you. Because,
yes,
they are America's, yes, team. Everybody wants to eat where Dallas eats,
cause
right?
Because what I can do is I can tell my other customers, Dak going to be here in the back. Zeke going to be over there in the corner.
Yeah.
They're like, what?
Oh,
yeah, that's, yeah, what I'm saying. Skip, look, here's the thing. Patrick Mahomes has 35 career starts. Only once has he been held under 23 points. Once, Dak Prescott, this year alone, 9 points against New England, 9 points, mm, against Philly, 10 points against New Orleans, 15 against Buffalo.
Mm.
Now, my guy, not my guy, my homeboy, mm, we cool, right there. Yo guy, 9 points,
mm,
nine little measly points, field goal.
So, is my turn?
No, that's it.
I got more.
How about we do it like this? My homeboy missed 2.5 games. He was 26-5. So let's just say the two games that he missed were those playoff games.
Okay.
Now he's up to 34-5,
mm,
with a high completion percentage, yards per attempt, and QBR. Can I interest you in that?
Mm.
Now, you love QBR.
You could interest me in how did Patrick Mahomes lose a home game to the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday Night Football, scoring a grand total of 13 points? That's Dak Prescottian, right?
Your guy got 3 games less than 13.
Mm. Guess what my guy did?
What'd he do?
If you take most wins, if you do this historically, most wins by 30-plus points with 400-plus yards, mm-hmm, on offense and a 10-plus point differential in the game. I know that's complicated, yeah, but those kind of wins are rare in the, yes, NFL. My team this past year, even going 8-8, had 7 of those kind of wins. Guess where that ranked all time? That is 5th on the all-time list. The Patriots in 07 had 10 of those kind of games.
Right.
My team had 7 this year. Again, they were 7 of the 8 wins. And the 8th win that didn't qualify was at Detroit. It was a win. And guess what? It was the one game you gave my quarterback an A-plus for.
Yeah, he played well.
I don't
well.
Know what possessed you.
He played well.
Okay, so maybe that should be an 8th one of these, so that
no.
pops
no, no,
them all
no, no,
the way
no, no,
up
no,
to
no,
4.
No, 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 you can't make it.
Well, the Hall of Famer told me that it was an A-plus.
Let me ask you a question, if you don't mind me asking, mm, since you like to put things in historical, mm, perspective, where does that 8-8 rank in historical perspective?
Mm. it ranks right in the middle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So right. They're about to what? They're 100th team to go 8-8. Skip, look. I'm not saying Dak isn't good, but to try to compare him to Patrick Mahomes is just unfair. You can't compare him to Patrick Mahomes.
I just did.
No!
It's not unfair, it's right.
Even the young lady with the Dak jersey on, she's shaking her head. So
She's like, you know what? I can't see her, but I know she's not shaking her head.
She's like, yeah, I got on the Dak jersey, but he ain't Mahomes. That's what she's saying. I'm like, man.
Okay, what was my case? I'm not saying he's better than Patrick Mahomes because Mahomes has been spectacular. We'll see how spectacular he is against the 49ers on Sunday. I'm saying he performed at a higher level than Mahomes did this year because there were a lot of Mondays on Undisputed when we didn't talk a lot about Mahomes because he was pretty ordinary.
Because it was a whole hum. 300 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
We're like, we're not going to even talk about it.
Yeah.
It
That's
became
what we
normal.
Do. Yeah, they become normal. But Skip, see, where you jumped in at, you were wrong. They had him rank Patrick Mahomes as the 30th best quarterback to ever participate in the Super Bowl. I said, who are the other 29 others?
Yeah.
You put Dak, where Dak been to the Super Bowl? I mean, coming down here to visit.
Well, wait, when has Patrick Mahomes been to the Super Bowl?
Right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, how many rings does he have? Help me out. No, seriously.
When it's all said and done.
What has he really done?
Guess what? Next year, for the next 5 years, he's going to be like this here.
Let him play the game.
What? Did you just predict he's going to win five straight Super Bowls?
No, wait.
I will bet you 500 cases of Diet Mountain Dew right here, right now. He will not win five straight Super Bowls. 500 cases.
I said in the future, instead of just, you know, I was the 10th pick in the draft, that's how he's going to be counting his rings up like this here.
Really?
Yeah.
So Tom Brady has six rings, yeah, and each one featured a game-winning fourth quarter drive. That's off the charts, impossibly extraordinary. Yes. Patrick Mahomes has zero rings as we speak.
Yes.
Now, he's been coronated by you this week. I get it. And Dion called him last night, which was apropos. He called him, "You're the master of ceremonies tonight, Patrick Mahomes."
Yeah.
That's sort of the attitude that we're going into this week with. But he still has to beat a really good football team that can do things to nullify what Patrick Mahomes does best. So I'm waiting and seeing until Sunday before I coronate Patrick Mahomes.
But you make it seem like I'm overinflating him, like I'm overvaluing what he is. He's every bit as advertised. There's not a throw he can't make from in or out of the pocket.
Blah, 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 blah. I get all that. I hear it. He did not have a statistically better year than Dak Prescott. No. Dak outperformed him during the year. And Dak can't help it that Jason Garrett was his head coach. He can't help it because Jason was born. When Jason was born, they nicknamed him 8-8. Right out of the... Really? They just said he's 8-8.
How about this here? Well, since you're just basing everything on statistics... Jameis Winston had the best year, statistically.
But he didn't have the best year because he threw 120 interceptions.
He's only got to throw for 5,000 yards, all them 400-yard games that he had. But we don't base it on that, Skip.
Okay, you want Dak Prescott or Jameis?
I want my homeboy.
Yeah, okay.
I give you everybody else. Just give me him. Mm. You can have every other quarterback. Mm. I want...
For some reason, somebody has jumped off the Aaron Rodgers bandwagon.
You see what he tried to do? How he tried to shift that? You want to make it by Aaron Rodgers. I bid my homeboy. Where my homeboy jersey at?
Yeah. You got to have some of those. Yeah.
Everybody knows I bid on my homeboy. Oh, he's not that good. Oh, Tom Brady beat him twice.
Tom Brady actually beat him three times and got robbed this year.
No, he didn't.
He got robbed. The N'Keal Harry play, the Stephon Gilmore play, the Philip Dorsett play. It was like robbery, Skip, third robbery.
Hold on. You mean to tell me the GOAT, the greatest quarterback, the greatest player in NFL history, can't get the ball in the end zone from the three with two extra downs? If he that guy, he got to be able to do that.
Maybe if he had a coach who could actually coach defense.
Now you want Coach Belichick to play fullback and lock somebody. It's the coach ball.
I would like to see Coach Belichick coach defense and stop Fitzmagic from going 80 yards for a touchdown the last game. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm not going to forget about that one.
Yes.
Well, Coach Belichick said, I wouldn't have had to do that if you don't throw that pick six, Tom.
Oh.
If you stop giving them points, we got the game in hand.
Watch what happens when Tom Brady becomes a Los Angeles Charger and is in next year's Super Bowl.
How do you feel about that?
Well, Coach Belichick said, I could be in this year's Super Bowl with my quarterback, Jimmy G.
No.
I could be here.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Oh, but he right now, him and Mr. Kraft talking right now. He's like, Bob, I told you. Now look what we could have had.
Jimmy G mentioned last night.
Yeah, the Jimmy G who completed six passes in the NFC Championship game.
But he did mention last night he did receive a good luck from Tom Brady.
He did.
A text message, you know, wishing
Tom's
him
got
luck.
Class.
I think that was appropriate to do. I thought that was
unfortunately, he probably got good lucks from Belichick about 15 times.
Go do it. Right. I know what you were capable of. I wanted to keep you here. You know, that's what his text said. No
mercy. Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at the same time tomorrow morning, 9:30 Eastern. We'll see you then.
Facts, sports, one of one.